This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India remains a well-recognized and trusted nation globally, even amid disruptions in West Asia. Addressing the next conclave in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said the country remains steady and resilient despite the challenging situation in the region.
21st sadi ka ye kalkhand na bhuto na bhavishyati jaisa hai. Ek taraf yuddh ki vibhishika hai, supply chain phir se tahas nahas ho rahi hai. Sanyukt Rashtra jaisi vaishvik sansthaon ki prathmikta par सवालिया निशान लग रहे हैं और ऐसे कालखंड में हमारा भारत इन विपरीत परिस्थितियों में भी आगे बढ़ रहा है. आज दुनिया इतिहास के जिस महत्वपूर्ण पड़ाव पर खड़ी है, उस पड़ाव पर जिस देश का नाम सबसे ज्यादा चर्चा में है, वो है भारत.
Mr. Modi said the government is closely monitoring the situation to tackle disruptions in supply chains caused by the conflict in West Asia. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to addressing challenges related to the energy sector and said efforts are being made to encourage oil production, expand energy access and strengthen self-reliance in the sector. The Prime Minister assured that the government is making every possible effort to ensure that the burden of conflict situations doesn't fall on citizens. He said all steps will be taken to ensure that global conflicts have minimal impact on farmers and the public. Referring to the recent visit of the President of Finland and Prime Minister of Canada, he said global leaders are keen to strengthen cooperation with India and acknowledge the country's rapid growth. The Prime Minister said India is shaping global frameworks and contributing actively to building a new international order. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a conversation with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian to discuss the serious situation in the West Asian region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he expressed a deep concern over the escalation of tensions and the loss of civilians' lives as well as damage to civilian infrastructure. PM Modi said the safety and security of Indian nationals, along with the need for unhindered transit of goods and energy, remain India's top priorities. He reiterated India's commitment to peace and stability and urged for dialogue and diplomacy. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri yesterday made a statement in the Lok Sabha on the steps taken by the government in response to the disruptions of the global energy supply arising from the ongoing conflict in West Asia. He stressed that the country's crude oil position is secure and domestic supply of LPG is fully protected. He said the government's priority is to provide uninterrupted LPG supply to 33 crore families, especially the poor and the underprivileged. The minister said LPG production has been increased by 28% through refinery directives and further procurement is currently underway. He also said the Strait of Hormuz has been effectively closed to commercial shipping for the first time in recorded history. Addressing inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas Sujata Sharma said India imports almost 60% of LPG and most of it comes from the Strait of Hormuz. Special Secretary in the Ministry of Port Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha said that there have been maritime incidents involving Indian crew on foreign flagged vessels. He informed that 78 Indian seafarers on board these vessels, of whom 70 are unhurt and have escaped. The Indian Embassy in Qatar has informed that around 700 Indian nationals left for the country yesterday on two Qatar Airways flights, one each to Delhi and Mumbai and the other destinations. In the World Paralympic Grand Prix 2026, India delivered an exceptional performance on day two of the event in New Delhi, winning 12 golds and securing multiple podium finishes across track and fields event, including several clean sweeps of the podium. And that's the end of the news bulletin.